This is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing you all kinds of good stuff. Got some new, brand new stuff today. I've got Genya Raven just came out with a new album. I'm not even quite sure if it's out yet, but it's out, either out now or coming out in a couple of weeks. Great stuff, and new kind of super group from Boston called Freeloader, and I get all kinds of stuff. Lots of local bands, and of course it's now summertime, so just a minute. Yep, we'll have to play some summer tunes, of course. You know, I'm so excited. It's finally summer. It's been summer for very few weeks now, but anyway, just a minute. Trying to get into my music now so I can get you songs for you. Okay, let's see now. I want to start out with summer, of course. I'm very excited that it's summer. It's a little too hot and humid some of these days, but some of them, it's like a real, today's a beautiful day, and it's great. I still... beats winter as far as I'm concerned. You know, I love it. I think it's easier to cool down when you're too hot than to warm up when you're too cold. But anyway, and it doesn't cost as much, too. Because the heat's way too expensive if you, are trying to get warm. So let's see where we're at, okay? Start with some summer tunes and... starting with, I have to play this, have to play it. Got Blue Cheer here with Summertime Blues, as from their, that was a single from their 1968 debut studio album, Vins Abyss Eruptum. The single made it to number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. Lots of artists have covered this Eddie Cochran song, and Blue Cheers was always my favorite version of the tune. I've even got the 45 of it from back then. I don't know, a lot of people like the Who's version, and even Eddie Cochran's, and I just love the heavy rocking of Blue Cheer. So here we go with Summertime Blues.
Thank you. vacation. I got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, dig this boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Wow, oh, ain't no kill.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
We'll be right back. tango sound. You can make it good in the lay-by. We're not fat people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, life's worth living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, da-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy, da-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. It's always some weird stuff going on, right? Now, that was a little bit of a, you know, now that we've got summer happening, which is great, so played some summertime music for you. For us, Blue Cheer with Summertime Blues from the debut album Vincibus Eruptum in 1968. Debut studio album. My favorite version of Summertime Blues, Blue Cheer. Then we switched it up for Frank Sinatra with The Summer Wind from his 1966 album Strangers in the Night. I always look for an excuse to play Frank in a themed set, and there it is. See, I'm Italian-American, and I think it's a requirement for us to like Frank. Then you heard Summer Day by Bloodwind Pig, a blues rock band formed in 1968 by guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Mick Abrahams after leaving the band Jethro Tull. I guess he and Ian Anderson had a falling out after the first Tull album. Bloodwind Pig weren't around for that many years, but put out a few albums and singles. Then you heard In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry's old hit that was on the radio a lot in 1970. The version you heard is on Derek Sherinian's fifth solo album, Blood of the Snake, in 2006. Sherinian is the keyboard player from Dream Theater and Black Country Communion, and Billy Idol does the lead vocals on that track, and Slash playing guitar. Pretty good stuff there. And then the summer set was capped off with Billie Holiday doing Summertime from, which I got on Billy's Blues in 1995. Can't go wrong with that either. Some great summer music. Now we'll get to some rockin'. Lots of local bands. As usual, a lot of bands have shows coming up this week. And right now I've got, this sets three bands who are all on a bill at once in Somerville on Saturday night. The first is Watts with their 2019 single, Breaking Glass. Breaking glass.
you the tailpipe drag.
That was, let's see, several local bands who are going to be playing at, where are they playing? Let me see this. At Once in Somerville on Saturday night, the last three bands you heard. And that was, let's see, started with Watts with their new single, Breaking Glass. Then you heard Little Billy Lost with Do the Tailpipe Drag from their new EP, Cock of the Walk. The band consists of musicians who's been around the scene in different bands, including The Atlantics, Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach. Then you heard Tiger Bomb with One Thing's for Sure from their new album, Uproar. Tiger Bomb's an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine. And I guess you could call that local as well, New England, sure. As I said, the three bands will be playing at Once in Somerville Saturday night. Now I'm really excited about this. Got some brand new stuff I cannot wait to play for you. Genya Raven just has a new album, Icon. I'm not sure if it just came out. I saw something about it due to be released on July 26th. I'm not sure, but brand new will fit anyway, huh? Genya, a.k.a. Goldie Zelkowitz, was born in Poland, came with her parents and a sister when she was a kid in 1949. They were the only of her family to survive the Holocaust. I had never realized how significant a figure in music she's been. As a singer, she co-founded, I believe, the first all-female rock band, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, when she was 17. She changed her name to Genya Raven and was the lead singer of the band Ten Wheel Drive in 1968. She did a few albums with them and did some solo albums. She produced some of her albums and also worked as a producer for several record labels. Produced acts including the Dead Boys, Tiny Tim, Kool and the Gang, Ronnie Spector. She was the first woman to produce significant male bands. In 2006, Steven Van Zandt recruited her to host monthly radio shows on his Underground Garage radio channel on Sirius. And she also, she was active at CBGB's back in those early punk days. And the song from Icon, the song I'm going to play for you, Don't Go in the Bathroom, which refers to CBGB's. I found this song I think it could also apply to the Rat. And those of you who were around back then going to the Rat, at least the bathroom part can apply to the Rat. We didn't have all the luminaries in the crowd because this was Boston, not New York. But still, we had our own. So here is Genya Raven with Don't Go in the Bathroom from her new album, Icon.
Around the block, ever
right, let's see. What did we just hear? A couple of brand new things. First, from Genya Raven's brand new album, Icon, that was Don't Go in the Bathroom. Man, that reminds me of my club days, you know. I mean, I never was in CBGB's in New York City, but man, the Rat was, you know, was in that league, I would say, right? After that, you heard another brand new thing. Song was Chicka Boom Boom from the album The Path of Least Resistance, a new album from Freeloader, which could be called a supergroup of local musicians who've been in the scene for a long time in groups everyone knows. Nat Friedberg is the singer, songwriter, and guitarist. The drummer is Jim Janota, lead guitarist Charles Hansen, and bass player Jim Haggerty. And the album was produced by Ducky Carlisle. Some good rock in there. Then you heard a new demo I got. I got a 2-song demo. I played one last week and just played you the other one. That was a local band, the Doug McDonald Band, with I Went for a Ride. And the band consists of McDonald on guitar and Patty Short on drums. Then, thanks to Ray Fernandez, we've got had one from the local classic band, the Atlantics, playing Teenage Flu. That was live at the Paradise on March 29th, 1979. At their album release party and their last show in Boston for a while, because they were leaving the next morning for their tour as the opening act for Roxy Music. That's pretty cool. I never knew that they had opened for Roxy Music. Excellent. And got more local bands in a second. I just have a shout out here. Someone just called me for a request of a song called Perfect Crime. And you didn't know, I hope you're still listening, you didn't know who the artist was. I looked in the database and I saw several songs of that name, so I'm not sure which song you're looking for. I don't know what to say. You don't have any memory of who it was? Call me back with it if you have any idea. Anyway, let's see, I have some more local bands for you here too. Thanks to Robert French, I have the new song from the Cast Irons. This is Breathe from Longest Night. The Cast Irons are going to be playing Friday night at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Mass. And it is indeed a diner. I went there, geez, back in a few decades ago. And it is a real diner there. Anyway, here's the Cast Irons with Breathe, their new song.
Don't ask me why, just let the sun in.